Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa and happy holidays. Today we have the Domain Sherpa 2022 Holiday Spectacular with a huge cast of characters. We have a bunch of the Sherpas who've been on the show this year, including Drew, Shane, Brayden, Amar, Jen, Adam, Miller, Josh, Shep, Leanne, and Siger. We play a secret Santa game where everybody hand registered a domain for somebody else on the show. Each person tells the group what the domain is, and then everybody guesses who it's for. And some are definitely more obvious than others. And then we play the actual domain game a little bit with reflect.net and deep.co, and this is extra fun because we have so many participants on the show. And then we have the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about a big list of domains coming up for auction, such as hyperfocus.com, countrycabin.com, rockinghorses.com, and esq.net. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. I would recommend watching the video version, especially for this episode, because a bunch of the crew are wearing Christmas hats and sweaters and are really getting into the holiday spirit. And remember, we now have all the past episodes on the YouTube channel, so you can really start from the beginning and dig into the largest library of domain-related podcast content in the world for free. You can also check us out on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And last but certainly not least, huge shout out to Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains, with a special platform made for domain investors. With that, it's now time to get into this festive episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Happy holidays, and let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, Happy Boxing Day, all that good stuff. Thank you for tuning in. It's that time of year. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. And today, those roads include the Polar Express, baby. It is the Domain Sherpa 2022 Holiday Spectacular with an exclamation point. And I could not be more excited. Today is the holiday show. We're going to get it in. We're bringing on all the Sherpas from this past year as a celebration of everything that's been going on this year, in spite of, you know, tough economic conditions and obviously people going through different stuff. But, you know, we're going to celebrate the good, because there's still a lot of good to celebrate, and to thank all the Sherpas for taking their time and sharing their time and themselves, their knowledge, their expertise, and also thanking all of you for tuning in over the course of the year. So as you know, this is the show where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies, tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the best in the biz. Today's show is going to go a little bit differently. I'm going to do the grand opening. I'm going to try and keep the AKA short. I'm going to try. I can't promise anything. I can't say that's going to be a gift to all of y'all who don't like the AKAs. Y'all might be getting coal after all. And then we're going to skip the domain game, and instead we're going to do our secret Santa game. Big shout out to Jen Sale. This was her idea. All the Sherpas were tasked. We're giving somebody to get a domain for, a hand-reg domain. We're going to have each person say what domain they got, and then everybody's going to guess who that domain is for. So super excited about that. Then we might slide into a little NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We got a big old list of domains. I don't know how many we're going to get to. We're going to try to keep the show kind of short. I know some people are tight on time. But and then we'll close out with grand closing, maybe, you know, if we have anything we haven't already covered. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dive right in and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Jason Shepherd, a.k.a. Shep, a.k.a. Deadmau5, a.k.a. Wilson Fisk, the Kingpin, a.k.a. Charlie Poole. What's up, man? How you doing? Happy holidays.
Hey, good, JT.
All right. Well, keeping it moving, over to my left, I got my boy, the one and only Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler, Digital Assets, a.k.a. the Sniper, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. Blackbeard, the Domain Pirate, a.k.a. Ebenezer Drooge, which we just came up with before the show kicked off, a.k.a. Krampus. Homeboy could not be bothered to put on a hat, a shirt, couldn't even print out a picture of Santa to put on the wall behind him. Like, I don't care. This is my show. I paid for this mic, and I'm just going to be doing what I do. We don't celebrate Christmas out here. What's up, man?
I'm not even sure what to say about that.
Hey, you don't gotta say nothing, man. That's it. That's it. Happy holidays. Let's go. Over to my further left, I got my boy Andrew Miller, a.k.a.
Anybody know if you could pull back an ACH payment?
Oh, that's messed up, man. I already spent that bonus money, man. Where do you think I got this crown? You think this thing was free? Actually, it was. This is my kids. My kids have their Christmas show at the school later, and this is my kid's costume. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to repurpose it right now and make it happen for the benefit of all y'all. So for those of you who are only listening at home and not watching, you know, we do have some folks decked out in some pretty cool festive gear. And so, you know, definitely worth taking the time to go to DomainSherpa.com, DS.TV, and check out the visuals so you could see the Christmas spirit that everybody's bringing to the table today or tonight. Yeah, except Drew, except for Ebenezer Drew.
Yeah, or Miller or Josh. Oh, okay. Or Braden.
Miller didn't have a chance of not wearing black. He couldn't find a black Santa suit.
I'm born in a plane, man. I got an excuse, Drew. What's yours?
It's like, oh, I'm not bringing any Christmas spirit on that plane with me. You know, I got to keep it real.
I have a DraftKings World Championship Christmas shirt. I almost actually brought it out for you, JJ.
Okay. Oh, you know, hey, I got to talk to you offline about that.
I got a jingle bell. There you go.
Oh, see, Josh is showing off some. And Braden's got that whole, like I said, he's got that Hallmark Christmas movie. He's in the lodge, like, you know. His, you know, the bed and breakfast is going to go out of business if he can't find love and find the money to keep the family business alive after going home from the big city after so long. But it's going to be okay,
man. What
do
you mean my old girlfriend is single again? Oh. Hallmark.
I'll give you I got a little Christmas bell for you.
There you go. Bell. Ring the bell.
Jingle bell.
Ring the bell. We ring the bell when the sales go down.
Fun story. This is from the Cole Farm. Which is I just got this when I was visiting my mom. She gave this to me.
Sure, this is
the
last
Cole Farm bell. Yeah, it's a Cole Farm bell. This is the largest dairy farm in America in the 1700s and 1800s, early 1800s. It is now Brown University and all these things in Providence, all sitting on my family's farm. And this is the last bell from the cows.
See, look at that. There's, you know, that's the beginning of
history.
A Hallmark,
bells, motherfucker.
Hallmark Christmas movie. They got them on Netflix now. They got them on Hulu. You know,
wait, so that took about 3 minutes before the cursing started. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, look, this is not for kids. This is not for kids. But
who had 3 minutes in the swear pool?
The sports betting guy that I am, and we can talk offline after about that, no. As we just said. My over under of whether we even get through to AKAs before the hour when we have to go is very strong.
Oh, and
very
that's what
I'm taking the under. I want the under.
Miller, I got to tell you, some dude that I bumped into this weekend at a basketball tournament for the kids won a big grip of money with DraftKings. You probably know him. I forget. I'll be an offline convo.
We're literally not going well. Nobody cares.
Everybody cares, man. He's like a millie maker. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's keep this going.
Speaking of fantasy football, we got the semifinals in the League of Apes coming up, and I'm playing the one and only Sugar Honey Shane. And so we're going to see what happens, man. It's going to be a battle. I got Jalen Hurts, though, and he's going to be, unfortunately, he's going to be missing this week. So anyway, all right. Fine, Drew. Drew's like, let's keep it moving. I see you, Krampus. I see you. All right. All the way over to my left, I got my boy Andrew Miller.
AKA ADD.
AKA, hey, man, that's what the meds are for. Hey, AKA Miller Time, AKA Bill Belichick, AKA the Miller Whale, AKA Jack and Jill went up that hill, each with $1.25, and Jill came down with 250. Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Happy holidays. I think it's time to retire the Bill Belichick.
Why, man? It's all right, dude. He didn't call for that audible. You know, they improvised that, man. Time Jacoby Myers, you know, which
everybody loves a nice day spa.
That's Robert Kraft, man. That's Robert Kraft.
That's Bobby Kraft, baby.
All right, well,
and hey, man, who's hate? You know, hey. All right, let's keep it moving now. Below Miller, we got my boy Shane Culture, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Bro, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka House of Shane. I won't go through all the rest. I'll just say aka doing it for the culture in Shane in the membrane. What's up, dude? I love the bad Santa, dirty Santa vibe you got going on right now. The
drunk Santa.
Santa off the clock, Santa.
Somebody found 12% beer So we're going.
That's it. I told everybody, I said, get your eggnog going. Let's go. Whatever you got to do, get your gummies, get your Christmas, your candy cane flavored vape. Boom. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. All right. Keeping it
moving. If anybody wants to see that Santa suit, you could just Google Shayna Claus on Pornhub later.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, damn, I didn't know Shane had it like that.
If you guys could let the ads roll through, though, and don't skip it, that's how I get paid.
And you guys make some money.
Don't skip. Yeah. Once it says skip ad, yeah. Don't skip it.
Hey, okay. OnlyFans has to pay the bills at Christmas. That's, you know, no nursery. Got to do what you got to do.
I don't know. I think Adam's OnlyFans is probably a little better than Shane's.
It is pretty good. It's solid. I highly recommend. I was like, do you have any lead gen on that stuff?
I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. You know, it's, I agree. It's going to be tough to get through the AKAs. And this is what we're going to get censored. We're going to get shut down. It's going to take a long time. Let's keep it moving.
I got my girl. Apologies to Billy.
Exactly, Billy. Billy's going to have some work ahead of him. All right.
Billy.
Next up, we got my girl Jen Sale, a.k.a. Aussie Osborne, a.k.a. Olivia Newton-Jen, a.k.a. Crocodile Dundee, a.k.a. the Ever Queen, a.k.a. Sipping on Jen and Juice. What's up, yo? How you doing?
I don't even know what's going on right now.
It's already Christmas down under.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is where I'd ask, like, do they celebrate Christmas in Australia? You know what I'm saying? That would be
They're
like
17 days ahead there. Man.
Oh, you're the reason Americans get a bad reputation.
Yeah, look, America, you know what I'm saying? They don't let my passport is mad clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's it. What do I need to go elsewhere for? I get all my culture from Disney World. You ever go to Epcot? They got all the countries, man. They got China. They got Japan. You know what I'm saying? They got Morocco. Why I got to go anywhere when I can go to Paris and ride the Remy ride at Epcot? You know what I mean? So they got crepes.
If I didn't know you were actually smart, I would be very
Yeah. Hey, look.
Hey, Billy, cut that last 30 seconds.
No, I'm not ashamed. Let's go, America. I drive a truck, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's do this. Let's go. 6.2 liters, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, all right. So let's keep it going, guys. I mean, this is the best time
Leanne,
of the year.
This is representative of America.
I expected nothing less.
Hey,
I'm having more fun watching Leanne and Josh. This is like the highlight of my show.
All right.
Leanne, by the way, she's going to publish the stats.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Josh, man, when he first moved here, right, living, it was like right around 4th of July, and he had the guy across the street from him doing like all the obnoxious fireworks stuff. So then Josh was like literally going across the street, like knock, knock, being the Brit on 4th of July, being like, yo, could you tone it down, homeboy? Like, you know, you don't got to rub it in.
He's like, you know what day it is? Do you know what state you're in?
Right, exactly. He not only America, he's in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're like, it's a whole different world down here, man. All right, yeah. Let's keep it.
Josh, you know the fuck around and find out curve? You were like out on a on the 10 on the fuck around part, and you got lucky you didn't find out.
Oh, dude, I didn't get lucky with shit. It went down in the driveway, but it's okay.
Hey, and for what it's worth, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna, you know, like, we'll show the neighbor what's up. Anyway,
you see, all right. You crossed over the find out access.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. Next up, we got
meme of the year, in my opinion.
We got my boy Braden Pollock, aka Tony Stark, aka Benjamin Button, aka Eat Bray Love, aka Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, the something of Lake Tahoe. I don't know. I got to come up with even a longer, like, more like, you know, pretentious title now for you. You know, checking in from the ski lodge and everything. So what's up, man? What's happening?
All good. Just wondering how long these intros are going to go. I mean, we're like over 20 minutes into this.
I mean, and it's so far so good. You know, you guys act like this is a bad
thing.
That's
not what the audience is here for.
The sun is about to come up for Jen over there because it's 2 in the morning.
Hey. Yeah, all right, fine.
And January 3rd.
Hey, you got.
You might want to issue your apologies to name Jen now.
You've only got 3 left, right?
I think. No, I got 4 left. We got 4
just
more,
keep
guys.
Going.
Skip All right. Just skip us. Skip the rest of us.
No, we'll I'm not skipping anybody, man. My gift to you is these AKAs. Let's go. Next up, I got Leanne McMahon, AKA Steph McMahon, AKA Leanne Rhymes, AKA Airtable Jordan, AKA Nestle When It's Crunch Time, AKA Aya Stark, AKA Enola Holmes. What's up, girls? Light out there. That's good. Last time, you know, we walked and talked until it was like so dark.
I think the same's going to happen this time.
Well, yo, it gets so dark where you are, you know, I mean, well, I have to say.
The sun's just gone down, so it'll definitely be dark. Like,
it was like the Truman Show. They flipped the switch, and all of a sudden, it was like black outside, you know?
JT, they have sun in other parts of the world, you know?
Yeah, but obviously not a lot. Well, she's in the UK, so she's like, you know, way south of the equator, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, I get it.
You know that's not how it works, right?
I get it. She's in the, you know, she's in the northeastern hemisphere. Let's go. All right, next up, I got my boy.
Northwest, actually. Yes.
Is it the Northwest? I guess it depends on context. It depends where you are.
No, it doesn't. You know
there's a recognized Western and Eastern hemisphere, actually, as a matter of fact.
Stage left.
Hey, guys, look, I took second in the geography B when I was in sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you right now, Allison Malunik got the easy questions. She got the easy questions. Come on.
All right, keep going.
You know you do this to yourself, right?
Shout out to Allison Malunik, though. You know what I'm saying? She was really smart and super nice. Anyway, all right, let's keep it moving.
I got a little bit of Drew, too, Brandon. It takes two.
Exactly. I keep trying to keep it moving and somebody else talks. All right. Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Triple Crown, a.k.a. Super Ball, Pickleball, Super Pickleball. What's up, man? What's happening?
What's up, man?
Over it. A little wide left there.
Yeah, he's like, I should have just said no. I could have just not shown up. That's it. I just had to say.
All right, next.
Next. Okay, fine. Next up, we got Adam Strong.
That's AKA, what he's implying to you.
AKA John Wick, AKA Up and Adam, AKA Tony La Russa, AKA Matt Damon. What's up, man? How are you? I'm glad you could make it. You know what I'm saying? You emailed me off the hook, being like, hey, I didn't get my invite. Can I get invited? I heard Jen was going to be on the show. You know, I almost called you Jane.
It's 2 weeks in a row, right?
I know. Like, it's crazy, man. Yeah. The check cleared. Adam, so he made it.
Adam's show.
Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't get my mug, though.
Oh, hey, I got mugs. The elf on the shelf is sitting on a mug right now that I can send you. You know, I literally have an elf on the shelf. Like, let's do this.
And I am very grateful to be here with Adam and Jen. My first Domain Sherpa with the two of you.
See? Look at that.
Together or individually. I think.
Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
This is it. It's tis the season. You don't even Let's
know.
Go.
You don't even know.
Fire and ice.
All right.
That stink don't come off.
All right. And then I, you know, let's go last, but certainly not least. We got my boy Amar Kuba, AKA King Kuba, AKA Danny Ocean, AKA the even greater Gatsby. AKA Josephine's husband, rocking out in the Kangol. Let's go. Shout out to Josie. What's happening? What's up, Amar?
Happy holidays.
LL Amar J right there.
Yeah, ooh, that's good. LL Amar J. I'm putting it on the list. Bam. All right. Well, look, that's it. We did the AKAs. We made it. We got the under. Right. Less than 30 minutes. We did the AKAs. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
And done.
And cut.
And scene. Look. I appreciate everybody taking the time. This is awesome. So, we got Secret Santa. So let's do this. I mean, I guess we can go around the horn. Let's start with Jason. Let's find out. So as I said, the directive to everybody on the show was, hey, here's somebody's name. Get them a domain, hand-reg domain. We're not going crazy. We don't have the budget for that. And, you know, you're going to say what the domain is, and we're all going to guess who it is for. So, Jason, man, what's up? Who you got?
All right. Well, not who I got, what I got, because you have to guess.
Yep, fair enough.
Okay, so this one goes for, like, all of y'all, so it's going to be really tough. It is diaryofamillionaire.com.
Ooh, I like. I actually really like that name, diaryofamillionaire.com.
Millionaire, or billionaire?
Million with an M. Oh, that's got
Sorry, I know. That rules out like three of you.
That's not exciting.
Remember the poor guy.
All right. So diaryofamillionaire.com. And, you know, it will get easier as we go through the game because obviously through process of elimination, although somebody may have gotten two. So, you know, or somebody may have gotten the same person may have been given to two people.
some of us don't.
With Diary of a Billionaire, would have been Elon Musk, right? I mean,
or you know, absolutely.
I'm gonna red paperclip this shit all the way up to a house.
I love it. That's it. Let's go. All right. So, anybody got any guesses?
That's what I was going to guess, Shane, because he's now just writing all the time. Mm. Not well, but writing.
No.
And I don't even remember.
I'm sorry. What was the guess?
So we have a Shane guess. Is that consensus? Is that consensus? Does anybody else have a different thought?
I heard Jason say no. So,
sorry.
All right, Jen.
Maybe a Ma. I don't know. Yeah.
That's the second guess.
That's my guess.
That's a billionaire, though.
But why are you saying, is it because the diary, because of the writing thing? Because he used to do a blog back in the day and said he was going to do more blogging and then never did? Is that why?
Am I supposed to comment along the way?
This time it's going to be different.
com.
There's going to be tears.
So that's all love, LL Amar J.
It is not Amar.
Oh man. Somebody's got another guess.
Y'all are overthinking it.
Somebody's low key writing a diary that we don't know about.
We're overthinking it. Diary of a Millionaire.
Well, who's a millionaire? That's the question.
Everybody but me.
And me, you know what I'm saying? Are we counting NFTs? Are we counting NFTs in our asset calculation? Are we counting good vibes?
I mean, nowadays, if you own a house, you're a millionaire, I think.
Well, that's fair. That's a good point.
In California. Midwest, not so much, right, Adam?
Yeah, not North Carolina.
Somebody's got to come up with another guess, guys.
Well, we got it down to 11, one out of 10. So
I'll say
JT.
It won't be me.
Are you saying not Braden?
It's Drew.
He can't write.
All right, Jason, I think you're going to have to tell him. I think this is everybody. Are we good? Are we going to just have Jason just disclose it?
I think we can't guess for 20 minutes. I mean, I think a couple people guess, and then the other person, the person who got the domain.
Mine's going to save us a bunch of time, so I'll explain. Even hit it out.
Three guesses.
All right, so I should reveal now, right?
Yes.
Reveal and explain.
Okay, it's Andrew Miller. And the millionaire Miller was just what I was going for.
And he does write his Sunday, you know, his Sunday thoughts, and you know, which
did
is
you
a
use
bit
two
of...
L's or one?
Two.
I'll take the domain, man. I like that. It's crazy.
Is it
just a rule?
So it'll be coming your way.
So it's two L's, you know, like
Millerianaire.
What is it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be.
They spell it different in Australia. They spell it with one L in Australia.
They spell it upside down in Australia.
There's two R's.
How are you supposed to spell that that name?
Hey, man, look. You know, based Miller on what Mayer. I get paid, I don't need to know how to spell the word million. You know what I'm saying? That's like deliberate, you know?
I'll take that as a compliment.
All right, who's next?
Let's go, Drew. Who do you got, Drew? What domain? And by the way, Jason, that was well done because it wasn't easy and it was pretty cool, pretty good.
Here's what I'm going to preface with mine with. There's one person for whom this is obvious, but it will only be obvious to the person for whom it is. Mm. And so that person shouldn't say anything.
Should not say anything.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's going to.
Can I offer a suggestion on rules? You only get two guesses and then that is it. So okay. You use your guesses when
use
appropriate.
Your guesses
you mean overall?
Yeah, overall.
Oh, across the
guesses and then STFU. Wow.
All right. Then let's make it three.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good, because then it'll start getting tighter. All right. What is the domain?
Rubanger.com.
Rubanger.com. So that's
Call that, please.
What?
Please don't explain.
Wait, spell it. Is it?
I was kidding.
I'm actually serious.
Rubanger.
If this has to do with the kangaroo, I'm
going to
be really.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, how is that technically obvious to the person that it's for? Right? Like, what?
Well, in that case, it's Josh.
I'm not wasting my vote.
Do not fight.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's
everyone
like...
Everyone should watch the video so they could read Jen's lips just now. Because I just saw what she said.
But you guys don't understand. Okay?
I want to guess.
Adam, go ahead.
Do we get points for the win?
Yeah, you know, we'll come up with something. Yeah, we'll put it down for the record, you know.
He'll send you a sweatshirt.
It's okay. Jen. And then the lawsuit's soon to follow.
Yeah.
The harassment lawsuit.
Then I'm actually going to need that diaryofamillionaire.com domain name.
So,
Jen, when you file that defamation claim, I think maybe you should do it in the U.S.
Oh, man. There's no nexus. No nexus. I can't have Drew getting liquidated. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
I just hope whoever gifted me a domain is something that I could actually sell.
First off, you should explain this. Gets the point. Second of all, a Rubanger is literally this oddity of a bar that goes on the front of your car in Australia so that when you do inevitably hit kangaroos, they, you know, bounce off to the thing.
Oh.
And I learned about this from my central Australian buddy at uni when I was at Bond Uni, who's at like 2 a.m, super messed up, was like, "Hey, mate, you want to go root banging?" And I was like, "Root banging? The fuck is root banging?" And he goes, "Yeah, we're going to get in my ute." And a ute is basically what in America you'd call an El Camino. And he goes, "We're going to get in my ute," but they're still in production in Australia. It's one of the most popular cars in Australia, and it's called a ute, U-T-E, and it's literally an El Camino. But they pimp them out like you have no idea, like it's East L.A. And the number one thing.
It was two utes.
The number one way to pimp out your ute is to put a root banger on the front. And you've got some that look like a snowplow. You've got some that are just like, you know, standard bar. You've got, you know, so anyway, so that's a root banger.
All right. Well, Jen, does that check out? Like, is the fact checking, is that like, are we still cool? Are we still okay?
chat AI, open AI does not know what a root banger is. Just
chat GPT says no.
It puts Drew on the witness stand in deep shit.
Go to rootbanger.com.
Is it .com and .au, right, Drew?
What?
.com.au.
Yeah. No, exactly. I had before. I when I registered, I forwarded it to the.
All right, we're gonna see. Like, we're gonna
check
it out.
It's like the number one. It's the number one seller of these things in Australia.
Okay. Now Jen is lead Jen.
I think it's a good e-commerce opportunity.
Jen has so little to say right now.
Thank you.
Oh, your new email.
Look at that.
Jen at rubanger.com. Dear Jen, interested in one of your domains.
Can you please send me a link to your channel?
Now I'm thinking about banging.
I thought this was hilarious.
I think it's all good, man. I think it checks all the boxes. All these the dirty minds on here immediately started getting all way out of pocket. You know, like didn't want to
I'm just wondering, like, you know, if you fix a faucet, you're not a plumber, but you bang one roux.
You are a roux banger. All right, I think it's probably time to move
along.
That
joke plays well in every arena.
All right, so I think what I'm gonna do in order to let's do this, I'm gonna go to the same place I went to that I did the list in order to generate the list of who is gonna get who. Let me go to a list randomizer so we can figure out who's gonna go next. So we got
I want
to give a shout out to random.org. That's what I use.
Just pick somebody.
Because it's a cool domain. All roads lead to domains, guys.